what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, Avengers, assemble.
We are, yeah.
Okay, so this is what this is. Let me just unpack this. There's a lot here, right? So, but this is where the whole story starts. So, British and Irish Lions have been waiting 12 years for this tour. For most rugby players, this is greater than the World Cup for them, all right? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play against the British and Irish Lions. It's an absolute honour that as well. Mm. So there's so much hype and so much to look forward to here, and it seems to have... There's a big side show happening. This all starts when Rusty Erasmus comes on as the water boy.
Okay.
The unofficial water carrier for the box. Yeah.
He's not the coach, he's the water boy, but he doesn't carry any water, all right? Which he is actually allowed to do by the law, because there's apparently 3 water boys allowed now. Not all of them need to carry water. So Rusty's there, and they called him out for saying he's coaching from the side of the field. That's the one issue. So Warren Gatlin calls that out and says, no, this is just wrong. British press go crazy and say, this is wrong, this is not allowed. You know, then we have a TMO, who's the guy when they referred to the screen, and you're going to analyze this via the TV cameras. And he's a South African guy. Now, I don't know who appoints this guy, but it's a difficult position for this guy to be in. Because he's South African, he needs to find favor either for or against South Africa in critical calls, which, you know, as a South African referee wanting to make it on the global stage, you don't really want to be seen to be biased to your home country, because that would effectively ruin your career. So what invariably happens in that instance is you actually show favor to the opposition in trying to overcompensate and prove that you're not biased to South Africa. So there were a few calls that were all over the place. And so the British press are going crazy. Warren Gatlin has made comment. Other big rugby guys in the UK have all made comments. So Clive Woodward, all these people, all right? So this thing has been duked out via press conferences, via media, via Twitter, because then there's a Twitter account that the British and Irish Lions have said, hey, there's this Yaku Yohan guy on Twitter who keeps calling out plays and saying this was illegal, this shouldn't have happened, and then Rusty retweets, and then they say, well, Yaku Yohan is clearly Rusty Erasmus.
They're calling it Erasmus's troll account.
Yeah, exactly, because Rusty didn't want to be seen to be questioning on-field decisions because they say it's against the dignity and the spirit of the game. So who is Yaku Yohan? We don't know. But Rusty's first name is in fact Johan.
And then there was that leaked video where, you know, Rusty Erasmus calls out the officiating in that first test and calls for fairness when referees are making calls. So there's a lot of spice in this series.
Yeah, I mean, Clive Woodward says that Rusty is against the dignity, the spirit of the game. He is a bad distraction to the Springboks. There's a whole lot going on. Rusty had this to say in a press conference.
You know, we've been in the past, we have found that when we talk in the media too much, it normally, you know, it backfires on us. And when Warren talked last week about Maurice Jonker, it was weird for me that people would question Maurice's integrity. It was a weird thing for me. It was almost like, you know, say we say this weekend, you know, Ben O'Keefe is a New Zealander and Warren is also a New Zealander. Well, we will never say that. You know, it will sit well. It would, you know, the whole integrity of the game would be questioned, and we will never do that. You know, so.
I love the way, I love his demeanor, I love his delivery, I love everything about Rusty Erasmus. I think the greatest coach we've ever had. But now what's happened is Brian Abana has come out in full support of Rusty Erasmus. And to the large part, I mean, our biggest foes in rugby are pretty much the Aussies and the Kiwis, and the Brits too. But for the Aussies to now side with us, it's quite something, because this is what their commentators and sort of special guys for rugby were saying.
The TMO, was he influenced by the
Warren Gatland and the berating that Gatland gave him all week, that he could had to be fair and biased. You could hear the tension in the man's voice. Like he was really stressed that he might be the guy that have to do that decision. And I think the term used, oh, it's a close thing. That's your job, mate. That's your job. You've got to rule on the close things. So the referee on the field says he's awarded a try, on-field decision is a try. There has to be compelling evidence to take that away. And the other issue was there was only one view, and that was the overhead view, because the other shots were on an angle. And people at home, they realise that the where the cameras are can be very deceptive on a forward pass or an offside. And that angle was at 45 degrees. But when it was overhead, wow, I thought that was really tight, really, really tight. And then you've got to say, if that try had been awarded, I don't think you could have argued against it. But yeah. I think Warren Gatland's little berating during the week psychologically paid off, and they got away with it. And again, the disallowed try to Faf de Klerk.
Yeah, so there's a lot, guys. There's a hell of a lot.
Even our own former Springbok, Brian Habana, in a column for Sky Sports, said that Gatland was very smart to highlight that TMO situation, because then it means that South African would be heavily criticised for any decision that goes against the Lions.
Exactly right.
All of those close calls.
It should just be a neutral guy, to be honest. But okay, so this whole sideshow has played out. There's a lot that's going on. This is all ahead of the second test. We are one down. The second test is happening tomorrow here in Cape Town. So now I just thought, you know what, guys? We guys, right? These are all rugby players. So let's not fight this out via the media and through you said, he said, she said. I'm going to call Warren Gatland's hotel. I know where they're staying. And I'm going to phone him as Russie Erasmus. All right.
I want to see this. Oh.
Okay. Here it is. Push play.
Good day, welcome to Talent Spa. Chelsea speaking, I'm Mrs.
All right, Chelsea, how are they? Can I please speak to Warren, please?
Warren.
Yes, please.
Your name, sir?
It's Jeff.
Jeff, one moment.
Jeff.
Experience and a defining sense of place.
Jeff is the medic, actually.
Will deliver on brand commitment to offering exactly like nothing else moments.
Sorry, so the surname?
Gatland.
Gatland, one moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Warren.
Yes.
It's Russie. What are you watching there in your hotel? Chasing the sun.
Good one.
I know why you hate me, Warren. You've got all these trophies, eh? You've got this Six Nations trophies. You've got Heineken Cup trophies, English Premiership trophies, New Zealand trophies. You've got a lot of trophies, but I've got the one thing that you desperately want, and that is a World Cup trophy. Hey?
I love you. I love you.
I think your bum is jealous at the amount of that comes out of your mouth.
Yako Johan.
Sorry?
Do you know Yako Johan?
That is not me. You guys think that are me. That are not me.
All right.
I are legit the water boy.
Okay.
What's the problem with me being water boy?
Nothing. Get back to your few lines.
Sorry? You want to take us outside? I'll meet you in a car park there. And we'll sort this out old school. What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
Hey, yeah. I'll meet you there. You meet me there. We settle this old school. You stop talking about me and your nonsense newspapers.
Tell me when you want to meet there.
All right. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, I'll be there.
Okay, perfect. I'll be there too.
In fact, bring your whole team. Bring your whole team.
No,
I'll take on all
I only need myself.
So
tomorrow at 10.
10 o'clock, I'll see you in the car park of okay, Warren.
Very well. Will do.
Brilliant. All right. You know what's a snot club?
No.
Tomorrow I'll show you exactly what's a snot club. Okay, Warren.
Okay, see you at 10.
10 o'clock car park, me and you, let's duke it out.
I love it.
Can't wait.
Neither can I. I'll see you tomorrow at 10. I'm going to go. All right.
10 o'clock in the car park, me and you, Warren.
Yes, okay. I'll see you then. Okay, bye.
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 All right. Yeah. Rusty, I hope you're ready, my man, because he's waiting for you at 10.
Doing Monday to Friday. How'd you do it? The right way. This is KFM Mornings with Darren, Sherlyn, and Sibs.